Lac La Biche. Rotations of municipal firefighters from southern Alberta have been helping Lac La Biche County firefighters during the high and extreme fire hazard in the region. As a precaution due to extremely dry conditions, Lac La Biche County Fire Rescue has been hosting members from the Cypress County Fire Emergency Service and the Diamond Valley Fire Service. The deployment is part of a provincial assistance program that shares municipal resources during emergency situations. So far in the fire season, two rotations of 9 firefighters from the southern Alberta municipalities have joined forces with Lac La Biche County fire crews. Being prepared. While the Lakeland area has yet to see wildfire activity like neighboring regions to the west, local fire officials say the assistance is welcome, just in case. We haven't been hit, yet. But it could be a matter of time, says Lac La Biche County's Regional Fire Chief John Cocotillo. If the weather continues in the way it is, even with 1 or 2 days of rain sprinkling, we are going to be in this for the long haul. The Cypress County fire crews are prepared to remain in the community for up to a month, depending on the need, and instructions from the provincial government. Cocotillo says he is very appreciative of the help. Although the Lac La Biche Fire Rescue Services has 60 active members, the coverage area is huge and resources can be stretched thin if more than a couple of callouts happen at the same time. We have 60 of our own members, and we need all of them. So having the extra help is great. It's wonderful to have the extra crews. We are very thankful, said Cocotillo, also thanking provincial officials who created the program. Helping out. Visiting Task Force Leader Jim Foose is the District Deputy Fire Chief at the Dunmore Fire Station in Cypress County. He was on the first rotation into Lac La Biche County, and recognizes the possible fire hazard in the region compared to his own. We've had a lot of rain down there lately, so it's fairly wet during this period. But here, with the conditions, it's not if something happens, it's when it happens, and if it does, we are here, he said. In their first week in Lac La Biche, the visiting few crew assisted with a structure fire at the Alberta Forestry Fire Camp at Beaver Lake and helped with training exercises. Foose said the community has been welcoming to the visiting firefighters. Lac La Biche been very accommodating to us. People are great here, friendly, and at the fire station, we've had no issue. Everyone has helped to make it our home, he said. The length of time the fire departments will be linked will depend on the weather, say both fire bosses. It's been day by day. If you get a lot of moisture, and the government tells us to go home, we'll go home, Foose said. While some moisture has helped to green up much of the region's landscape, Cocotillo is still cautious about timelines when it comes to this year's busy fire season. We're concerned with how it, and we'll continue to be concerned, said Cocotillo, describing this spring as the driest he's seen in 20 years. It's best to be cautious and prepared. Since the fire season began for the municipal crews at the beginning of May, Cocotillo says local firefighters have responded to more than 100 calls. The Lac La Biche Post newsroom did contact Alberta wildfire officials for more details on the assistance program, but have yet to receive any information.